Morning. There's been a debate forever among philosophers and theologians, between mystics and poets, about the use of human language about God. Mystics prefer to avoid it. The old saying, those who say don't know, those who know don't say. Poets, obviously, have to be in favor of it. How can you do poetry without words? Yet the truth is that both are right. We have to speak about God. How else can we put our experience into a way that we can hold in our own mind, much less share with someone else? And yet all language about God is limited, and God is not. All words are finite, and God is infinite. And therefore, God will burst the bounds of any word we use or any symbol we create to define God. We need to speak, and yet we need to know that all our speech is inadequate. Thus we come to this feast of Christ the King. This is one of the traditional ideas in Christian theology. There are three great offices in Judaism: priest and prophet and king. Now, there's an interesting bit of history as to why only one of those gets a feast, but all three of them have been attributed to Christ. Christ is the great priest, the great prophet, the great king. Yet as soon as you put those words on Jesus, they begin to break. Because Jesus is breaking through with the presence of God, with the power of God, you can't be held down by any limited human word or finite human symbol. It's one of the reasons we need so many symbols. It's not good to have one symbol for God. You get caught in its own limitations. But if you have many symbols for God, some more important than others, surely, but some gathered together will capture the reality better than any one alone. King. We hear it in the reading. The king will say to those on his right, the Son of Man will come in his glory and sit upon his throne. It's a very kingly thing. And kings conjure up in our minds images of pomp, majesty, glory, military power, the ability to enforce their will. L'église, c'est moi. L'état, c'est moi. The state, you're looking at him. That's what we think about when we think about king. But Jesus completely reconfigures king. And that's why we hear that first reading about God as shepherd, and have a psalm that talks about the shepherd, my shepherd is the Lord. Because the image of king doesn't make it by itself. The image of king is partially liberated, partially broken, partially redefined by the image of shepherd. David went from shepherd to king, and was always spoken of, his kingship was always spoken of in terms of shepherding. You think of a shepherd a little differently than you do a king. Jesus adds to it as well the image of servant, about as far from king as you can get, and yet he ties them together. The Son of Man comes in glory, right? And yet, a few verses later, the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. And a few chapters earlier, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. Jesus is a multifaceted image of our multifaceted God. And when we look at Jesus, we need to have all those images floating in our mind and in our heart in order to understand who he is. And that's what this gospel tells us. If you want to be a part of Jesus, then be the servant that Jesus was. If you want to be the king that Jesus will be, care for the hungry and the thirsty. the stranger and the naked, the sick and the imprisoned. This is used now as a description of Jesus. Isn't it interesting how a little difference in liturgical context will cast a whole different light on a reading, have us come at it from a different direction, see a different piece of its splendor. This is the same reading we had the first Sunday of this month. We had this reading on All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. So we had the third story from chapter 25, and then we did the first, and then the second, and now we do the third again. This is the arch that connects the other two. That means that the other two need to be a part of it. We need to understand that this will be a process that will take some time. Be prepared. Bring along your flask of oil. This will be a process that will involve our talents and our entrepreneurship. Be prepared to take some chances. Stick your neck out. But do it all in this context. The first reading on All Saints' Day, the focus was more on who we are, who they were, they being the saints who have gone before us, what makes them saints, what we hope will make us saints. Today, the liturgical context means we approach the same reading more in terms of who Jesus is and who Jesus reflects God to be. Of course, these are really only facets on a stone. It's the same reading, the different facets of the meaning, and they're all tied together. If this is who God is, if this is who Jesus is, then surely this is who we should be. And this brings us to the conclusion of the liturgical year, this great year of Matthew, with this simple story. Understand from this what kingship means and in what sense Christ is really king. Understand from this who God is and what it will really mean to reign with God. Understand from this who God is, who Jesus is, and who you are empowered and called to be. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.